This program is sponsored by West Automotive Group.
The West Automotive Group presents Auto Talk Radio with host Brian Bowersock. Brought to you by West Escondido, West Oceanside, West El Cajon, West Kearny Mesa, and West Miramar Automotive and Transmission. All part of the West Automotive Group. Get your automotive questions answered. Call Brian at 1-888-344-1170. That's 1-888-344-1170. And now, here's your host of Auto Talk Radio, Brian Bowersock.
All right, folks, thanks for joining us here this morning. How's your weekend treating you, Brendan? Oh, good. He's busy over there answering phone calls, which is what he's supposed to do. 1-888-344-1170. That's 888-344-1170. Call here because Brendan loves to talk to everybody. So give us a shout, and he's happy to talk to you and get you on the air here, and we'll talk about cars because that's what we're doing, Auto Talk Radio this morning. Speaking of cars, saw a lot of cars last night. Went down and saw the Lainey Wilson concert, so it was good stuff, and saw quite a few broken down cars along the way because all these cars are in the line, and these cars appeared to be overheating, some of them. So things that I notice when I'm in a line with lots of cars sometimes. But so you need to keep your cooling system in good working order, folks. And I can almost bet you any of those cars that had that problem from sitting in that line, probably because they haven't been maintained properly, to be honest with you. So anyway, glad to be here with you all this morning talking anything automotive related along with what's going on in the car world. One of the big things we are talking about, because as you know, sure, it's for us, it's a wonderful, interesting week about with cars and vehicles, but also politically things are cranking up out there with everything going on. And so kind of what we're talking about is what we'll be looking at if car prices, etc., depending on who ends up in office here. So and believe it or not, this has a lot to do with obviously the automotive industry these days. It will, for sure. It affects it largely. Obviously, it's a big industry, and there's, you know, everything we've been doing with our EV mandates and all these other things make a really big difference. And I watch this stuff pretty closely when it comes up, you know, and it has to do with the automotive world as far as that goes. So, you know, just depending on what it is or how it affects it and different things. So, so as elections approach, many of us are curious about how the political shifts in either direction might impact various sectors, including the automotive market, especially car prices, which saw significant fluctuations during the pandemic, could be influenced by different controlled Senates. We're going to talk about a brief overview about this and cars and how it affects them, but not only cars, but parts and what we're needing for different vehicles. And like I said, the EV stuff and the EV discounts that were thrown out there previously, if you wanted to buy one, or rebates or returns or tax deductions, whatever you want to call them. So lots going on there, and a lot's coming up, just depending on which direction we go here. So it is very interesting how this does affect the car market, whether it's starting all the way up at car sales, all the way down to car repairs and parts and parts coming in and some of the stuff. Some of this stuff even comes down to higher quality repairs in the end, no matter where you're at, because the embargoes that are put on stuff coming out of the country into here, depending on who gets in office and not. So as far as trades and stuff like that, which does eliminate a lot of times, if we go in a Republican kind of way, often there's tariffs put on parts being brought in from China and that, and obviously lowers the fluctuation or the use of those here because the price is pushed up higher to match the price of a quality part here. Why would you buy an offshore one at that point then? So great stuff that we need to talk about that has to do with the automotive industry. And I love talking about this stuff. And we're going to throw in a little bit of right to repair stuff too going on as far as that goes with the Auto Care Association. You can always catch up on that at autocare.org. great stuff, and they're always posting. They do a lot for automotive aftermarket, autocare.org does, I've done stuff with them for the past, I don't think it's been like 8-9 years now. The car care professionals network board, which is part of AutoCare Association. So you can check them out at autocare.org. And they are do the most on Capitol Hill when it comes to the Right to Repair Act for nationwide, lots of things. So all good stuff. Let's see what Bodie's up to. What are you up to, Bodie?
Well, just staying out of trouble.
Why would you do that?
Because I've been in jail, I don't like it.
It doesn't suit you well?
No.
I agree with that. It's not someplace I want to hang out, I'll be honest with you.
I was in Beverly Hills 25 years ago, and I spent one night. So Beverly Hills is a nice neighborhood, just like La Jolla here.
Uh-huh.
And there was one little creepy guy in the corner, and I just like... I didn't sleep. All I knew was one eye was closed and one eye was open, and I'd switch.
Yeah, anyway. Sounds like a good plan.
Yeah. not a nice place.
It's not vacation time, that's for sure.
No. So you know why cannibals don't eat clowns?
No.
Because they taste funny.
And there is your dad joke for the day, although you shouldn't probably talk about to your children about eating other people. So,
yeah, right.
But that's all good. Pretty clean, pretty clean. Good job. You pulled pretty it off, clean. Bodie. That was a good joke and funny. Yeah, do clowns scare you?
The what?
Do clowns scare you? You know, a lot of people are scared of clowns. The clowns freak them out. You know?
Well, yeah, because it looks weird.
They do look weird. Yeah, so...
Yeah.
I'm not a big, I'm not scared of clowns, but I'm not a big clown proponent. I can do without them.
No, it's overdone.
It's overdone. Except for the scary ones in the movies.
They got the face to scare kids, and then they exaggerate everything to make it, you know, like you're supposed to laugh because it's exaggerated.
Yeah.
Now, the only thing that works exaggerating is, you know who Marcel was, the French mime?
Yes, yeah, I've heard, yeah, he was a mime, right, you said?
Yes,
yeah.
I saw him in person like 25 years ago.
Did he talk to you?
Yeah, in sign language. He gave me the one finger salute.
Oh, jeez. He was like, is he still alive or no?
Oh, he's got to be dead.
He's got to be dead. You don't know for sure, but you're counting him out already.
Well, no, the reason I say that, he was probably in his 40s back in the 90s. So, yeah, he could be alive.
Nah, unfortunately, he passed away in 2007 at the age of 84.
Yeah, so he wasn't 40 in the
90s. No, 1923 was when he was born.
He was born in 23. He lived. He'd be 100 years old if he was still alive, 101 right now. So, yeah, I would say he lived out. You said he lived till 83?
He lived till 2007.
Oh, but how old was he?
84.
84. So he made it to 84 years. Not a bad run, I guess. You know, I'm shooting for the 95 to 96 run, I think. But they got to stay healthy first.
Yep. Eat organic. Number one.
Absolutely. And keep moving.
Exactly. That's why. You there?
Yeah, I'm here. Don't drop me.
Yeah. I'm 80. I'm 79, and I still move like a young man because I've been doing yoga for 50 years.
Gotcha. That's a good idea.
And, well, what happens is most people is the joints. Well, all your organs and glands, and most people start to shut down in the 40s and 50s. And what the yoga does is stimulates the organs and the endocrine glandular system to keep functioning.
Yep. Well, but with blood flow. Yeah, which is super important, obviously, which keeps them part of the stimulation. So.
Yes. Like, you got it. You got it right there.
Just like you need to stimulate your car. You know, if you leave a car sit too long or a vehicle, car, truck, whatever sit too long, it starts to break down just as if you drove it too much. So you got to find that happy medium there with a car, just like your body. You got to keep it serviced. You got to keep it moving a certain amount, and it'll do you well for a long period of time, right?
Yep. I got a friend of mine. He's got a whole bunch of money. He's got four cars. Uh-huh. He's got three Mustangs and a model AMG. And he said, "Oh, my car's running rough." And I called him Joe. I said, "Joe, let's get the car up. We'll drive up to Del Mar and back, and then get the fuel additive and put the stabilizer in there." And he's like, "How do you know all this stuff?" I said, "Well, I'm a car guy, you know."
And you've learned. And car, yeah.
Yeah, and I got my memory works.
And speaking of fuel, you are right. That's one of the worst things for vehicles these days to sit, because our fuel stabilization is terrible. And we've talked about this several times. The quality mm-hmm. of fuel out there with the additives, it breaks down rather quickly. It's not good for mm-hmm. storing. So when you park that car and you don't drive it for 30 plus days, that fuel inside there is turning to shellac, as we say, because our fuels with the additives these days are not good, not the quality that they were to be stored previously. So, you know, you got to be very careful about there. There are stabilization additives you can add to tanks of fuel if you're going to not drive the car a lot. I strongly recommend that. It does help prevent this fuel from degrading itself and turning into turpentine, basically.
Well, that's because of that. The way I understand it is because of the manufacturing process, and they cut corners.
Yep. Well, it's not only that, it's with what we're doing, the additive ethanol. Ethanol does not stabilize and store well like regular gasoline does, by pure gasoline. So, that's what causes all the breakdown, that and the additives together. So, and they're putting a lot of ethanol into a lot of stuff, you know, a lot of fuel. So as far as that goes, that it does not help, that's for sure.
So a question, I just had my two cars smogged. My 1997 Acura 2.2 CL pass,
mm-hmm.
and the speedometer and tach sensor needs to be replaced, otherwise the car passed smog. Now on my CRV, which was a 99, didn't pass.
But you don't have a catalytic converter on that thing. It drives like a truck. It's wide open exhaust, right?
Yeah, that's one thing.
So, that's one thing.
Well, I was going to buy a cat. My mechanic said, "I'm going to get you a cat." And my intuition said, "I better check." And I called the dealer, and the guy goes, "You need a family number for that car."
An engine family number. That is correct, sir.
So I went to the Honda dealer, gave him the $10. So I should have that next week, and then I can order the cat.
Is the factory sticker not on your vehicle?
No.
Under the hood, it's missing?
No, the guy told me what to look for, and it's not there.
So the there should be an emission sticker underneath the hood of your car.
There is one, but the numbers are not correct for my VIN number.
Is the sticker on the hood?
It's underneath. Yeah, it's under the hood.
Oh, so it's on the hood, underneath, on the bottom.
Yeah.
Okay,
yeah.
So did you replace the hood on this car once from a wrecking yard?
You know, maybe someone else did.
Okay, if the sticker don't match, that would be the only reason why. Because every car comes with that emission sticker, and it's specific to the VINs, the make, the models, the runs of the car. That engine family number is super important, because it's the only way that you can match up an aftermarket catalytic converter for it. Otherwise, your only option is to go get a factory one and put on it. But I can almost bet you they don't. Exactly. That's where I was going. They are what we now call obsolete. So you're going to need to put an aftermarket one on, but the part number must match and be approved by the Air Resources Board. And you can go to CARB, California Air Resources Board, online, and mm-hmm. you can see all the part numbers, engine family numbers, and what they're certified for. And the cat you put on that car must be certified to the engine family number. That is 100% correct.
Yeah. So I'm waiting for the dealer to call me with the sticker.
I'm surprised that sticker's not obsolete. But the only reason they have those around is that they must still have in stock. The only people that typically purchase those stickers are body shops. Like, so if they had to replace a hood, it doesn't come with the sticker, right? In a crash, the body shop would then order the sticker that matches your VIN and the original one, and then put it on the hood there, so it's there if for the future use. That is super important for smogging the vehicle. Also, it helps out a lot to have that sticker.
Yep. So there's another question besides that. Someone said replace the valve guys in that car. Oh, the car smokes a little bit.
It smokes when it's idling, right?
Well, no, it changed patterns. I put some what's it called? No, I put some Marvel Mystery Oil in the tank.
Okay.
And the smoke pattern changed because it used to smoke after the idle, long idle.
Yeah.
And then that changed, and now I'll be driving, and all of a sudden I get a bunch of smoke. I drive very conservative. I always warm the car up. So something's going on.
Yeah, usually guides and guide seals are, you first start the car up. Because when the car sits, it leaks oil down through the guide seals. So usually, you're telling me you're just driving along, you get a big puff of smoke rolls out of that thing?
Sometimes.
Yeah. Have you ever replaced a PCV valve on that thing?
Yeah.
With a factory one?
A factory one. Oh,
okay,
yeah.
Okay, good. Well, that eliminates. We might be having more of it. How many miles are on that vehicle?
About 285.
Might be having an oil ring issue.
So anything to help the ring?
BG engine oil service sometimes will help them and revitalize them. I was talking to somebody the other day who said Valvoline makes an oil for old engines, high mileage engines. And it says it does help revitalize the rings on these cars. I don't know how. I don't know if that works. Who knows? Maybe there's a lot of moly additive in this oil or something. I don't know what they're doing with it. But I'll tell you what, it's worth a try. No question about it, right? So
yeah, you got it.
It's just oil. So the next time you change oil, you might want to look into some of that high mileage. I know Valvoline has it. It's called high mileage engine oil. So like I said, I don't know if it'll work for sure, but it's worth a try. They do say in their commercials, and I've seen the commercials, that it does revitalize the rings. I don't know. Maybe it removes carbon. That's how it does it. I don't know. I have no idea in that process. But they do tout it quite a bit. So I'd give that a try, Bodie.
What about the BJ, what they call B&G? We do the drip service.
Yeah, BG, induction service. That's all good. Should be done once a year. There's also an engine oil additive and service that we do on high mileage vehicles with the BG. That wouldn't be a bad idea. A lot of that does help.
And then I guess that's all you can do, right?
Well, or replace the engine. I mean, that's an option.
How much would it cost to put an engine in there?
A remanned engine in that car, if I had to guess. I don't know, $8,000-$9,000.
Wow.
Installed. Yeah.
And then...
Could be more, actually, just depending, where you can't buy that motor from Honda anymore. It's not available. So basically what you have to do is find a remanufacturer. But yeah, the motor is probably anywhere from $5,000 to $6,000 itself, Plus you got all the extra stuff that goes with it and labor and everything else. So there you have it.
Yeah, all the peripheral stuff. And then buying the used motor is potluck, right?
Yeah, and especially because you already have a used motor. And so you buy another one and it could have other problems or this problem. Who knows, right? That's the downfall with that. You like a used motor or something like that, if you find something low mileage, like let's say your car was a little newer and, it lost a motor and you can find a good used motor with like 20,000 miles on it, That's not a bad deal. But if you find another 99 Honda CR-V motor, it's going to have 200,000 miles on it, I guarantee you. So it's been put through its paces. It, you know, could you get lucky? Sure, but I doubt it.
Yeah.
It's going to have some issue.
Too.
So anyway, hopefully that helps you. What's that?
Worst comes to worst, I'll move to a small town in Arizona where there's no smog testing.
Yeah, just let it keep smoking. Yeah. Now, the only problem with the smoking that affects that new cat you're going to put on there, it's going to affect that cat. Also, with the visual test, if it smokes it when you do the snap test on it, it'll fail smog for that also.
Say again?
There's a snap test you have to do on that vehicle. It's a 99. The throttle snap right. test. If when you throttle it, I think it's 3 seconds afterwards, if smoke comes out of the tailpipe within a certain, I forget the count. There's a count for it. The smog guys, right, I don't smog cars myself anymore, so I forget what the number is. But there's a count. If smoke is visible during that count, the vehicle fails for visual smoke.
So I did get a 60-day extension on that. Well, here's another question.
Sure.
On my back to the Acura, it's the tachometer and the speedometer don't work.
Mm-hmm.
Can I still get a sensor for that?
Well, it's possibly in the instrument cluster. If it's in the instrument cluster, then you're going to have to repair the instrument cluster or replace it. Once again, another car that you're not going to find an instrument cluster. Usually on those, we pull them out and we have a specific place we send them to have them remanufactured. They fix the circuit boards and all that in them. If that's the problem, could be a connection, could be a power problem. There's a lot of things could cause the problem. But if it's in the cluster, it'll need to be pulled out and sent out to be fixed.
Yeah, I know downtown San Diego, they got a speedometer repair shop.
Yeah, I don't know if that one's even there anymore. A lot of those are gone now. So.
Oh, yeah, yeah. You see all those shit changes in the market.
Yeah. Well, of course, there's not, you know, and back then, all those shops were, they did stuff with, they had cables and different gears, and they could, there was a lot to it. But up in back then, up in the cable went up to your speedometer to the dash, right? It was all mechanical.
Yep.
Your dash is electronic in that Acura. So it's not, there is no cable going up to that thing, I doubt.
No, it's all.
Yep.
So on the smog paper, I got it right here.
Uh-huh.
One second. So this is from the smog station. OBD fault codes, P501, speed, vehicle speed sensor range performance.
Okay. Well, the speed sensor on the transmission may have failed. And that's why the cluster may not be working then. As far as the speedometer, yeah, because there's an electronic speed sensor that sends a signal to the PCM, and a PCM sends a signal up to the cluster, and that's how you get your speed reading. As far as tachometer-wise, I don't know as far as that goes, but it's not done by that speed sensor. Tachometer is another sensor off the engine. So my thought might be, there's more than one thing going on there as far as that goes with the cluster. It's hard to say. But you have to go through and pen test it and figure out, is it the cluster? Now, the cluster itself not having power could set that speed sensor code also. So there's a lot of different things there that can cause different issues. But, you're going to have to get the speed sensor or problem fixed too, because the car fails for that also, code.
I'll just replace anything around that, you know, because if one thing is worn out, everything else around it's going to be worn out. So I'll just be, you know, it's like my buddy got his car tuned up, and I said, look, I put new plugs in, put new cap and rotor in, and I said, get your radiator and thermostat done. He's got a car with 190,000 miles. He goes, well, the mechanic said it's okay. I said, look, if that thermostat goes out, you're going to lose a motor.
Yep.
So he told the mechanic, the thermocoupling, the thermostat, new hoses, flush the radiator out, and he said the car runs so cool, it frightens him.
Uh-huh. Well, there you go. Taking good care of it, man. It's so important. I talked about this morning when we opened up about the cars I saw that had overheated from sitting in a line, you know. So not maintaining your car properly, whether it be the cooling system internally, the electronics that turn the fan on when it's hot enough that you're sitting still traffic, you know. And if you never sit still in traffic, you would never know if the fan's working or not, because it doesn't come on driving down the road. Only comes on when you're sitting still or you're in stop and go. So important stuff. All right, Bodie. We're going to have to take our first break here. Brendan's over there beating on the windows like a monkey in a cage. He's like screaming at me. Let's go. We got to go. So I got to go to a hard break. But thank you. Great talking to you.
Thank you.
All right, buddy.
We'll keep you on the air.
All right. I'll tell him to keep you online. No problem. Great talking to you. All right, folks. Give us a call here. 1-888-344-1170. You're listening to Auto Talk Radio on The Answer San Diego, 1170 and 96.1 FM in North County. We will be right back after these messages.
There's more Auto Talk education and empowerment on the way here on Auto Talk Radio. Get on the line and get your automotive questions answered by the Auto Man here on Auto Talk Radio. Brian Bowersock, 888-344-1170. Now, here's more Auto Talk with Brian Bowersock.
All right, folks. Welcome back to Auto Talk Radio. I do want to remind you, Auto Talk Radio is brought to you by the West Automotive Group, which consists of West Escondido Automotive and Transmission up at 2200 Auto Parkway in Escondido. AAA approved and STAR certified, taking care of folks up there for over 30 years. Along with West El Cajon Automotive and Transmission, 844 North Johnson Avenue in El Cajon. AAA approved, taking care of folks out there in East County for over 12 years. And West Kearney Mesa Automotive and Transmission, 8027 Balboa Avenue, right there in Central San Diego. AAA approved and smog certified, taking care of folks over there for over 7 years. Time flies when you're having fun. And West Miramar Automotive and Transmission, 5726 Miramar Road in Eastgate Mall. AAA approved and STAR certified for smog over there also, right here in the Golden Triangle across from where we're sitting, over 5 years. And then, of course, last but not least, West Oceanside Automotive and Transmission up at 229 South Coast Highway. AAA approved, taking care of folks up there for, we're over a year now. So, and was Oceanside Transmission before. Great group there. So that's why we added them in and made them West Oceanside, part of the family. So things are going well up there. And all five locations are available to help you out. I often tell folks, you know, get your vehicle in and take care of it. Start a quality repair starts with a qualified diagnosis, somebody that knows what they're doing versus throwing parts at a car. The most important thing on any repair or service, somebody diagnosing the vehicle properly. So get in, take advantage of our diagnosis, whether it be transmission related, engine related, brake related, noise related, whatever it is, cooling system, overheat related, doesn't matter. Let's get the vehicle diagnosed properly. From there, we can get you taken care of. Most repairs are 1 point when it comes to, diagnosing stuff. So gets real expensive when you keep throwing parts at a vehicle. So diagnosis is the best money spent ever. I tell folks that all the time. Just good stuff there. So all of us at the West Automotive Group, me, myself, and my employees come together to bring you Auto Talk Radio for one simple reason. We all believe in the same philosophy. We never put money ahead of people. Stop in and have your vehicle service repair and find out what quality automotive service repair is all about for sure. We're here to take care of you, all my teams. And the West Automotive Group is proud to offer, matter of fact, I was just talking to some friends about this for their daughter last night. They're young folks, you know, they're all working, they're young adults. I said, man, the Synchrony card through West Automotive Group or the CFNA card through West Automotive Group, we have both of them available, is the best thing your kids could do if they're young adults. It gives you 6 months no interest on the car repair. That card can't be used anyplace else but for auto repair and service. You can't go to Can't go to Mervyn's and buy clothes or anything like that with it. It's not for that. So, but it does give you 6 months interest free, which helps a lot of times. You can spread out the payments on the repair and you pay no interest on it. So it's just as if you paid cash. Great thing. Ask one of my advisors or managers about it. They're happy to help you out for sure. Yeah, get in and take care. You know, proper diagnosis, like we stated, eliminates unwanted parts replacement, along with we offer free shuttle rides to or from work or home. And, of course, we have rental partners nearby that offer rental cars if you need a car. Jump on westautomotivegroup.com and follow us on Facebook, Twitter, or Instagram. We put out some cool tweet stuff. Always good for you. You can also click on the Automan segments from there and see all the previous Automan segments after they play on Fox News on Wednesdays and the CW on Fridays. Then they post them up there, and you can see all those on our YouTube channel. We're on the Automan. You can also go to Auto Talk Radio and all the podcasts, which they are after we're done with them live. They are put up there too. Or you can pick up podcasts on the go if you like from Apple Podcasts, Google, Pandora, Deezer, Spotify, iHeartRadio.com, and TuneIn. They all carry them there. All you have to do is go to the Answer San Diego 1170, go to Saturday morning shows, or weekend shows, sorry, and there they are. You will find them there. So good stuff. You can also email me anytime at autotalk@westautomotivegroup.com. That's autotalk@westautomotivegroup.com with any questions, concerns, etc. Give us a shout whenever you can. But this morning, 1-888-344-1170. That's 888-344-1170. Anything automotive related. Now, Brandon, you got some car shows that we want to chat about real
quick.
That's
right. Yes.
What you got going?
Two are up in the LA area, but since our signal reaches up there, I thought I could shout them out super quick.
Sure.
One's in Corona, and it is the Corona Elks number 2045 charity car show. And all the proceeds go to help out the Elks Charities. And that is from 9 a.m. to 2 p.m. today. The other one is the Cruisin' Back to School fundraiser, where they're all the proceeds, and they're also looking for donations for any backpacks or school supplies for students that cannot afford. That is going to be today from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. up in Orange County, or specifically Placentia, and that is at 849 Bradford Avenue. The one in Corona is on 912 East 6th Street in Corona, by the way, so that one.
Okay.
And the one here in San Diego is the Christian Rods and Customs 24th Classic Car Show. And that is here in San Diego, specifically in Spring Valley at Faith Chapel, 9400 Campbell Road. It is a free event, and the proceeds go to benefit the Restoration Ranch, which, if you are not familiar with that, that is a rehab center for those who are addicted to alcohol or drugs, and they're looking to expand to other places. Mm-hmm. Specifically, I remember Dave Stahl just recently interviewed them, mm-hmm. and they were able to buy some land right next to Miramar Base, and and that specific location's there to help out the people that were enlisted in the military specifically.
Awesome.
Because they go through a lot of depression. When you lead to depression, you usually go to those sources sometimes to deal with that stuff, and they shared with us some like really horrific stats that go along with that, those who just get enlisted immediately, and man, the things they go through mentally and everything. So it is for a very good cause. Please go to these causes and help them out as best as you can.
Good stuff.
That one in San Diego is from 9 a.m. to 2 p.m.
Okay, and that's today.
Yeah, it's today as well. Yes.
Okay. Good deal. Good deal. Absolutely. Great car show stuff. And great causes for sure. And depression and mental health are a very important part when it comes to our military and several other folks out there. It's a real thing. So supporting avenues for them to get help, or someone to, even sometimes it's just someone to talk to can help them. So just depends.
Absolutely. And this new location that they're hoping to open up sooner rather than later is going to be a huge benefactor. So I'm not sure if this event is to raise money for specifically that or their location they actually have right now. But either way, the more proceeds that can help this this building, the better for sure. So check them out again, 9 a.m. to 2 p.m., Faith Chapel in Campbell Road in Spring Valley.
There you go. Great stuff. Get out there and check them out. Take your hoopty over there or your Tin Lizzie and say
hi. Yeah, I was going to say Tin Lizzie, but you beat me to it. So.
And say hi, for sure. Say hi. So, all good stuff, good causes, good stuff to support, and it's a car show. I mean, how can you go wrong, right? So, it's some beautiful things, without question. Get out there and check them out. Let's see here. As we're talking about, as we've been talking about, as I started up, you know, talking about which way and how things can be changed. An overview a bit about what we were talking about initially when it comes to elections and what happens to the automotive industry. Often for vehicles produced here, costs are pushed down often when there's Republicans that get a hold of the Senate and the House. Policies that lower taxes, reduce regulations, potentially decreasing manufacturing costs for car makers, which works good for consumers because then the cost of cars goes down a bit. I don't know if you noticed, but cars are not cheap these days, especially pickup trucks.
Especially pickup trucks.
Dude, I was over at the Ford dealer, and I was looking at a Raptor R.
Yeah.
With all the stuff that they had put on it. That dang thing was almost $200,000. I'm like, that. It was like $188,000 by the time. $188,000 pickup truck, man.
I hear that some dealerships just mark up MSRP like crazy anyways.
Well, everybody place, so. Right now. So, like a lot of times you go to buy a car off a lot. Yeah, there'll be a $5,000 dealer add-on to it, you mm-hmm. know, as far as that goes. And that's because of inventory. It's been tough to get, you know, specific things that you wanted.
Yeah.
Cars that nobody wants to buy that are new sitting on the lot, they a lot of those don't have that on it, but because they want to move them, you know what I mean? But,
and then don't get me started on pre-sales. Like, geez Louise, you think you can pre-order your car so quickly, but man, once they announce that pre-order is ready, the site shut down because of all the visits, and then not only that, you miss your spot in pre-order, and so therefore...
My son, Zach, got a new Maverick, and I pre-ordered it. It took 8 months to get it, though.
It does take a while, too, for that part.
But which
too,
was yeah. fine. He had another car he was driving, so I was like, we'll just wait on it. It saved me a lot of money because in doing that, I didn't have to pay the dealer markup, you know, for that they've been putting on stuff these days.
Right.
So, which it was fine with me. Got it. And that little Maverick truck's a cool little truck. Got the little 2.0 Maverick. So, turbo.
I so wish that Dave liked the hybrid. I really did, because I would have been sold
that's,
on it.
That's not, man, a hybrid. I didn't get him a hybrid.
No, though. I know. Oh, I know. Gotcha. I'm just talking about the Maverick hybrid specifically. Oh, yeah. Because I really wanted that, but he was like, dude, that's actually going to be on my like list of like worst cars of the year, it's unfortunately. I was like, dang it. Because
my son wanted a hybrid one, too.
Let me tell you something, Ford, okay? This is a personal message from Brendan Thomas, the producer / I don't know if you would consider me a co-host of Auto Talk Radio, but producer.
Today you are.
Yeah, thank you. Thank you. This is just a personal message from me.
When we decide
get
you're not
a better suspension system when you have a hybrid battery in your car is all I ask.
Well, it needs to be a little beefier for sure. Yes. Well,
instead, they decided to use the same suspension system for the regular. And you know how heavy a hybrid battery is?
Yeah, I've picked quite a few of them up. I have, actually. It takes two people to get one in a car, I'll tell you that. There's no question about it. They are heavy.
Yeah.
Like a transmission. Same kind of thing. Mm-hmm. So, but yeah, added actually weighs more than a transmission usually. But yes, the added weight does affect it. So hopefully somebody's listening. I don't know that Ford listens to Auto Talk Radio here in San Diego. I'm not sure.
There's got to be one guy that works with a dealership with Ford, and hopefully
Think he has the ear of the engineers, to be honest with you, though. So as far as that goes. But and I'm a big Ford fan, but also I'm not a hybrid fan.
I thought you said that it
better than EVs.
I guess I should say that you compared it to EVs, and therefore you said that you liked hybrids in that sense. Okay,
but you have to really look at the cost. Now, to take that vehicle is $10,000 more to buy
mm-hmm.
over the ICE, which is just the internal combustion engine vehicle, roughly $10,000 more to buy. Repairs to the hybrid system later in life are going to be expensive. They are. If you got to replace the battery in those, most Fords, their batteries, the hybrid batteries, are right now up around $10,000 for the battery.
I know that the main purpose of the hybrid specifically is the fuel cost part. So for that matter,
you need to drive.
I was going to say, yes, you need to drive. But how much better is the IC for the Maverick, for example? IC. How much?
I think it's
better?
10 to 12 miles per gallon.
Okay.
Which is decent, but the cost of the extra, if you pencil it out and you don't drive at least 100 miles a day, the cost of the gasoline savings versus the extra money to purchase a hybrid, the same like kind model, mm-hmm. the insurance is higher, by the way. It's more expensive to replace the car if it gets damaged, or body shop repairs are more expensive as far as that goes. The maintenance on it can be higher later if you have to replace a battery, et cetera, which does happen on these. They wear out. It fails. It's what it is. So you have to pencil it out. Yeah, I talked to somebody the other day. They said they penciled out doing a hybrid the same thing. They're like, it wasn't worth it. I was spending more money. The money I'm spending over road, the miles I drive, what they'd save on gas, they said. Mm-hmm. So there you have it.
I'm surprised. I'm actually looking at this. It's actually a 20-mile difference.
Is
that's,
it? Oh, yeah, okay.
That's pretty. It's decent. That's kind of significant, actually, to be it honest. Is. But
Was going on average of a lot of these cars. What their difference in hybrid
right,
is?
Right, right. I was just specifically looking at Ford Maverick. Though,
oh, gotcha.
For me, but perfect. But either way. That's the main purpose of the
The little 2.0 one, the gas one, gets good gas mileage as it is.
Mm-hmm.
It's really good on gas mileage compared to older cars and stuff.
Right. Like the 2.0 here, it talks about how it's a 22 city, 29 highway. Mm-hmm. That's really good for a pickup truck, to be honest.
Yeah. Well, it's a little front wheel drive.
Again, it's a small pickup truck, like it you is. Mentioned too. Yeah.
But so. It's four door. It's like a car.
Mm-hmm.
Same size as inside of like a Toyota Matrix or something like that, you know. Yeah. I don't know. So with a little pickup bed on the back of it, so it's a good little truck. It's good on gas mileage just on its own, but yeah, so you're right, you can get better gas mileage with the hybrid, but are you going to drive it enough to recoup the cost of what a hybrid cost extra, etc.? So something to think about. Everybody's different, right? Mm-hmm. If you drive 150 miles a day, maybe you will. So then you might want to go for it. If you don't, and how long are you going to keep the vehicle is another question. If you're going to keep it past 100,000 miles, then you're going to be looking at the repairs for the hybrid system, et cetera. So all great things to consider, without question. All right, folks, give us a call here. 1-888-344-1170. That's 888-344-1170. Anything automotive related, you're listening to The Answer San Diego 1170 and 96.1 FM in North County. We will be right back after these messages.
There's more Auto Talk education and empowerment on the way here on Auto Talk Radio. Get on the line and get your automotive questions answered by the Auto Man here on Auto Talk Radio. Brian Bowersock, 888-344-1170. Now, here's more Auto Talk with Brian Bowersock.
All right, folks, here we are back again talking cars. Do want to remind you, Auto Talk Radio is brought to you by Interstate Batteries, a battery for every need. They are the highest quality batteries out there when it comes to automotive related and everything else. If you need a battery for one of your vehicles, jump on westautomotivegroup.com and we'll get you an Interstate installed. We don't stock any other battery at the West Automotive Group. They also are the number one technician recommended battery worldwide when it comes to automotive needs. But they do have a battery for every need, and they are the highest quality out there. So if you need a battery for any other need outside of automotive, jump on, you can run over to their storefronts at 9345 Cabot Drive in Miramar or La Mesa at 70th and University. Interstate Battery, a battery for every need. Like I said, are the highest qualities out there, batteries out there for cars and everything else. So get yourself one, as we do say. So we were just talking today about, some of the things that do come along. Sometimes there's increased prices, though, in this case with tariffs and changes, as we were discussing, on trade policies under a Senate like that, as far as Republican increased vehicle prices for ones that are imported, for sure. And those tariffs can raise consumer cost on vehicles that are imported. But on the other side, like I said, parts imported that tariffs on that aren't as high as quality, that's kind of works out, because then you're purchasing the ones from here that are better quality. So it just depends. It does fluctuate in different directions. So things you got to consider and all that. Reduce electrical vehicle discounts because they don't push EV so hard. So the credits and incentives that made an EV more affordable, although I don't think a lot of those have expired as it is already, I believe. But they do reassess or reduce these subsidies, favoring market-driven solutions over government support. And this can slow the growth of the EV sector, which, once again, I truly do not think EVs are your 100% answer to the concern that we have. They're not that environmentally friendly, but we're not going to go all the way down that rabbit hole today, are we, Brendan?
No, we're not.
No, we're not. So, but one thing that does happen too, though, is lower gas prices, which a lot of us use. I mean, I support policies to boost domestic oil and gas production, which helps on the gas front for sure. And we all know that gas prices have gone up and they have not come back down. But this could potentially lower prices. We do end up doing increased drilling, and fewer regulations on energy sector are typical. Strategies to increase domestic oil supply. And I'll tell you, man, we do have one heck of a domestic oil supply here if we would just get at it. So, yeah. Fossil fuels are not your enemy. They're your friend.
Nah.
So some of these changes significantly impact the automotive market by specific policies and legislative stuff. Exploring the insights is pretty cool on this, just to know. And of course, looking at this stuff, I was talking about it because we're in the automotive field. How's this going to affect us, which is super important.
Absolutely.
And cars and gasoline and all these things affect a wide majority of people in the United States of America. Mm-hmm. There's no question about it. So always great to look at and kind of have an idea where we're going and what, you know. I'm always looking out for the best thing for my family, obviously, as Brendan is for his, right?
That's right.
So, yeah, you know, and what we can do as far as that goes and what's ahead of us. So I always like to keep my eye on the auto stuff.
So we had a caller call in. We're down to the last few minutes of the show, and he just wanted me to pass on a question to you, if possible.
Sure, sure.
So he has a 2010 Prius. He took it in because he found out that his inverter is bad.
Oh, no.
The repair shop that he went to said it was going to cost about $4,000 to fix.
Okay.
He wanted to know, does that sound about a right price for it to get fixed, possibly?
You know what? Off the top of my head, I really don't know. Okay. It could highly be. There was quite a bit of labor to replace it. Mm-hmm. So, but you know, he could always email me at autotalk@westautomotivegroup.com and I could look up exactly. Mm-hmm. But it is highly possible that, that's close to the price. I know they're not cheap, and nothing's cheap these days when it comes to that kind of stuff.
And then he also wanted to mention that his son did some research about the part to fix it, and they found out that Toyota actually extended the part, almost doubling the years in order to get around a recall situation on the part itself. It was only supposed to be for 8 years, but they extended it to 15 years. So,
and they've been doing that with some stuff. So, okay. We've seen Nissan, some of their CV transmissions, CVTs.
Yes.
Well, they have extended certain stuff, and some are outside of what they extended to, but they're even given sometimes. So we often recommend folks, if they're below a certain mileage, to check and see, you know, usually under 100,000 miles, like, hey, Nissan's covered some of this.
I'm surprised the NHSTA or whatever, that people, they don't help regulate.
They do.
They do.
They will.
Oh, so then why don't they step in and say, hey, well, your part doesn't go that far?
These guys came up with this plan on what they're going to do and submitted to them, and they said, all right, well, we don't need to regulate. That's fine. That'll work for us.
Well, then when they need to know about this.
So, like, the campaign on the engines for several of the Hyundais and Kias, mm-hmm. same thing. Those go up to 150,000 miles, some of them.
Jeez.
Yeah. So
no, then they need to do a better job regulating then, if that's the case, and like really look into these things, because this is causing the
safety.
The NHSTA, they just can't sign off and say, oh, you guys are good. We trust you guys enough. They should really look into it.
Oh, okay. They have to supply a plan to them. If they don't want to be forced to do a recall, they supply a plan to how they're going to help people,
yeah,
and then they do sign it off.
Gotcha.
So it's not the Wild West out there, Brennan. Just calm down, man. Calm down. Boy, he's on it today. Ford needs new suspension. The National Highway Traffic Safety Administration needs to get their act together.
For answers to all your all right, folks. Questions. Tune in every week.
Take care. This has been Auto Talk Radio.
Brian Bowersock. To learn more about Brian, become a guest or sponsor of the show, or if you have additional questions, visit thewestautomotivegroup.com. That's thewestautomotivegroup.com. And click on Auto Talk Radio. Join us again next week for more Auto Talk.